So what does Cybreed have going on, and what is the band currently up to at this stage?
Yeah, so we are releasing the new album, God is an Automaton, in October 2nd in the U.S. It's already released in Europe yesterday, September 24th. So, and now, so we are doing a bit of promotion over internet and reading the reviews and feedbacks, which are pretty good, by the way. And we just released a little studio video clip for the song High Tech versus Low Life, so it can be found on our YouTube or Facebook. And I think, like, being the same time of the US release, we're gonna unveil the official video clip for the line of Least Resistance. So that's the main thing for right now. And for now, we have some tours booked in Europe, and we are in a serious discussion to bring this to the USA for the third time. So, but I don't have any news on it right now. So,
well, it's always difficult for bands to come over here to the States from Europe. It's really expensive, and it's hard to find a good promoter. But you guys have been playing over here for quite a few years now. And talk a bit about what it's like for you to play in the States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we went the first time, actually was our really first tour in 2004. So we went, that was our first US tour, so the band was like almost unknown, so there was not so many people at the show, but the few people who were there really enjoyed seeing us, so it was really great. And we came back in 2009 with Threat Signal, and this tour was really, really amazing. I mean, we had a really good response from the audience all over the country, and yeah, so we really enjoyed playing in the US. I think it's one of our most solid fan base, and yeah, we can't wait to come back really soon, as soon as possible.
Well, you have your new album called God is an Automaton, and my question for you is this: what's the meaning behind the title, and is there a meaning, is there a concept, and maybe talk about what inspired the title of this album?
Yeah, so that's more Benjamin Parts, you know, the singer, but I will try to explain some of his trip on this album. So actually, God is an Automaton is not related to faith, it's more like explaining, like seeing the fact that people always look for a higher being as a justification of what they do, you know, like, yeah, I was a bad guy, but it's because of God. So it's more like Benjamin tried to explain the way that God can be an excuse for some people, even if they do bad things. So, and I know he told me another explanation, another sense, who was more like God being the most like a kind of not a robot, but a kind of a higher being, you know, like the machine, the automaton who made the world. How can I explain this? Yeah, you know, it's kind of singer. So I'm a poor guitarist, so I know what he talk about, but sometimes I know he go really, really deep in his story, which are pretty good, by the way. But yeah, so that's the. But the main point is this is not related to faith or religion or anything, because we get few emails from like maybe like a fanatics of God, like telling us that it was not good to put the name God in a metal album, and so. But anyway, we know that we are not saying anything about religion. But that's, yeah, that's, so sorry for that poor explanation, but Benjamin will explain this much better than me, actually.
Well, you know what? One of the things that was great about this band, and I've had Benjamin on the show before, and your debut album really just, you guys just came out of nowhere, and your debut album really hit hit home with a lot of people. In fact, it was one of the best debut albums I've heard from a band in a very, very long time. And talk about the response from that record when it came out. And did you expect it to be as good as it was? Or, you know, did you not know what to expect?
Yeah, actually, Sabreed was born in 2003. So first, I was playing in a band called Rain. And then we made a lot of lineup change, changing the singer, the drummer. So that was the moment where we changed the name Rain to Sabreed. And so for our first album, we really tried doing something really catchy. Actually, we were on the same mood while writing this first album, Slave Design, then while writing the new one, God is an Automaton. We were looking for something really catchy. We try to avoid a bit like all these layers of keyboards, because Slave Design is more got more a rusted sound. It's not like big layers of keyboards like on Antares was. But the response for the first album was really, really great. Actually, we were pretty happy. We got some problems with our first label, and so it was not like he didn't get that much distribution. But we are really happy of this record, and I still have a lot of people are, some people telling me that it's still their favorite album.
Now, everybody, as everybody or most of the people know out there, playing in Europe is much different than the States, because people are much more passionate about the music, regardless of whether or not that they have heard of the band. And for you coming over here for the first time, Drop, what was that like for you? Was it difficult for you to get people into the band and into the music? And maybe talk about your first tour and building a following over here in the U.S.
No, it was more during our first tour. It was really more like, I think there was nobody knowing us at that time, so it was really like people were coming in the venue like, what is this? You know, I never heard of this band. So yeah, it was more like curious people. And I mean, we went to the U.S. for our first tour because we've been on an American label called Reality Entertainment. So they bring us to the U.S. as our first tour. But it was more like a curiosity thing for the people. I don't know if you see what I mean.
Well, with this new album and the last album, you worked with the same co-producer, or whatever you want to call him, programmer, co-producer, that Fear Factory has used in the past. And, you know, why did you decide to work with this guy, and maybe talk a bit about working with him on this new album?
Yeah, so we made the whole record in my studio in Geneva called Downtone Studio. And so we wrote the whole CD in like 3 months last year. In 2011, sorry, the time goes so fast. and then we went in the U.S. with Reese Fogler, so yeah, the guy who worked with Fear Factory, among others. But I've been there like for 3 weeks working with him on arrangements and keyboards, programming. He did a really, really great job, and I know he really enjoyed working on this CD with me. So that was a really cool collaboration, and he brought a lot of things in this record, more than in the previous one, The Pulse of Awakening. It was more like a job of mixing, but on this one he really kind of co-produced. Maybe the word is a bit strong, but he really do a lot of arrangements, a lot of keyboards, and I think he really brought something really important to this record, and we will work with him again for the next one, and this time I want to involve him more in the process, even of the writing. And so we are in kind of discussion right now, so we'll see. But I know he's gonna work with us again in the future, because we really enjoyed the both album we did with him.
Well, to be honest with you, Drop, I think this album's a lot better than the last one, and I have to ask you, What's the response been so far? The album isn't really out yet, but what is the response so far to this record?
Yeah, so far the response was really, really good. I read a lot of reviews telling that the album was good, but maybe we didn't push the limits. But I think for me it's not a problem, because when we start the writing process of the new album, we just start like writing hybrid songs, live oriented. We just want to play all of them live, which was not the case of our previous record, Pulse of Awakening. They were really like the songs were really hard to play on stage. And for this one, we try to write catchy tunes. Actually, a bit like our first album, as I was saying before. So the response was good, except for this little comment, like we didn't push the limits far enough. But I think it's not a problem, because that was not our goal. We just wanted to make like solid hybrid tunes, for the live shows and having fun playing them. So, but for now, the feedbacks were really, really, really cool to read and hear.
Well, I think a very obvious question that I'm going to ask you right now, and I alluded to it a little bit earlier in the interview, do you plan on playing over here in the States? Do you have anything arranged yet or anything booked yet for coming to the USA and playing?
For now, we are only kind of negotiating some European tours, but I heard some possibilities of coming in the U.S. and next spring, so I hope it's gonna happen. Anyway, for sure we will come back. But for now, I have like not even one information to give you about this, because even for me, it's all blur. Yet it's like all in discussion, so nothing confirmed.
Well, you mentioned earlier we were talking about the band's reviews from this newest album, and how a couple people, or maybe some of the negative reviews, not really negative, but one of the reviews said that they would like to see the band push its limits, or whatever you want to call that. And I just think it's interesting, because Cybreed is such a unique band that it's almost like you do push the limits in a sense, because, you know, I mean, you're just so unique. So, you know, how do you interpret that? And talk a bit about that specific comment.
Yeah, so I don't really know what people mean by pushing the limits, but I think people were maybe a bit disappointed hearing like such 100% hybrid songs. Maybe they expected us to go further, maybe add some percussions, or I don't even know, like maybe a full electronic songs, but not as the one we did in the past, maybe more like, I don't know, dubstep, or I don't know why. But I think on my side, I'm pretty happy of this record, and I think if a band wants to push the limits, they need to know where they go. They can't like trying things, because it's a bit risky. And for us now, we just wanted to have this hybrid record like it is right now. So, but I don't really know. I didn't talk with that much people yet to know what they mean by pushing the limits. So yeah, it's a bit hard to go further in this subject, because I don't even know myself what they were expecting.
Yeah, you know, again, like I stated before, that term is kind of strange to me, but because I've always seen Cybreed as a very, very unique band, and just a great band in general that has some very unique songs. And I normally never ask this question, because it's the most obvious question that people ask, but I have to ask you, with the type of music you're writing, it does make me curious. And what bands do you listen to, new and old? What are some of the things that you really like and that inspire you and maybe have an effect on you when you write your own music for Cybreed?
Yeah, usually on my side, it's more like I can hear a new album from a band I like. And then I just like try to emulate this in some Sabri music. So on my side, I don't have, I can't tell you like this band influenced me, this band not, this band yes, but it's more like, yeah, it's a mix of actually for God is an Automaton, during the 3 months of writing process, we didn't listen to a lot of external music, like just to stay fresh. Didn't try to copy or one or another. It's like, because sometimes when you hear an album once, then the day after you think you have an idea, but it's only one of the riffs you heard the day before. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. On my side, it's more, I hear a riff, so I just hear a kind of melody or a rhythmic pattern, and then I try to just like putting it in music with my guitar or a drum machine or whatnot, you know. But I know, like, I can also have like some everyday life influences, but it's more like watching a plane, or I don't know. It can be a bit romantic, but it's not like that I wanted to mean. But so yeah, on my side, it's really more writing with the feelings. It's not like trying to sound like one or one other. It's like more with feelings. I want to do a song like that, so let's do a song like that. And I know I'm actually almost the whole band is in the same way. When we meet in the studio to write new songs, we are all on the same page. It's like, okay, you have this idea, so I'm going to try to tweak it a little bit to become a more interesting riff to play. But yeah, I think it's a lot of feelings and everyday life. It depends if it's sunny outside or raining. It changes everything, because we have so many influences that it makes this big mix. But I can't tell you one band in particular that we are influenced with.
Well, it is the iPod era, and this is a question I do like to ask people, because I think that it's interesting. You know, like I asked you about some of your influences before, it's always interesting to hear what artists listen to nowadays. Some people listen to nothing. Some people listen to stuff that, you know, you wouldn't even think of. And I have to ask you, if you and I got in a car together and I picked your iPod up or iPhone, wherever you have your music stored, what would I find in here? What kind of bands are you listening to, new and old? What are some new releases maybe that you're into? Maybe talk a bit about that.
Yeah, sure. At this moment, I'm listening to the new Catatonia album, Deadhead Kick. So this band was one of my all-time favorite bands, and I really think their new album really blew my mind. I think it's almost perfect. So yeah, that's definitely what I'm hearing right now. And I've also been stuck almost the whole summer in the side project of Dave Gahan, the Depeche Mode singer. Side project called Soul Savers. And yeah, it's a really cool CD, but it's more like rock, folk rock. But I really love this singer, so his voice is just perfect. So that's the two main thing I was hearing these days. But now I'm looking forward to the new Deftones. But that was pretty much it. I don't like to listen to more than one album that I like in a row. You know, I have like, I can have the same album like on my iPod or a stereo car for 1 month or two before going to hear another one. You know what I mean? I like just to go deep into the album.
You bring up a great point, because that is something dropped that I really, really think has been lost over the past few years, especially with the digital age. People view music as more disposable instead of really letting an album sink in. And I can tell you, there are records I didn't like at first, but then they sunk in, and today I love them. And do you think the digital age has sort of ruined that in the music industry? Do you think with the digital age, people view it as disposable? And do you think that people just don't let things sink in like they would have, say, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a problem. Yeah, but I think it's more like it's also because it's easier to make music nowadays. Like everyone can make an album in his room right now, so that means there is a lot of bands. So maybe. And moreover, it's free for a lot of people. It's free. Music is free now. It's not. You can have everything that you like on internet. I remember 15 years ago, I was always going in CD shops, and as soon as I was buying a CD, I was getting back home. It was like a treasure. I was like, yeah, I have a new album to listen. So I was listening to this one for maybe 1 month because I didn't find a way to get more. You know, I didn't had that much money. I was a little children, you know, a little child, you know what I mean? And so now everything is free. I mean, it's not official, but it's free for a lot of people. So I personally think it's a shame on a side, because internet is a really cool promotion system. It's really great to, like, it's perfect to promote your band. But on the other hand, you get everything for free. So if you get, like, you can have 20 new albums to listen a day. You know what I mean? So that's why maybe now it's different. But I'm still in the same good old way of listening things. Even if sometimes I download them on the internet, because sometimes I found them before, so why not me? But for sure, I will always buy the CD, and as soon as I get it, I'm just like listening again, reading the lyrics, looking at the artworks. I think that's a really cool object, and I'm really afraid that someday I think the discs and everything will disappear for the MP3. You know what I mean?
Well, I do know what you mean, unfortunately, but you know, I'm going to cut it short here, obviously, because you know we want to make enough time to play some music and drop. You know, what are some last words you have to say to the fans that are going to be listening to this interview on the show?
Yeah, sure. So, hey guys, have a listen to our new record, "God Is an Automaton." I hope you're going to dig it, and see you on stage in the U.S. pretty soon.